Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you saw Dancing with the Stars last night, then you know what happened. If you didn't, holy crap, Ryan Lochte, you know, the liar, liar, pants on fire from the Olympics, goes up on stage and quickly got rushed by protesters as they were trying to give him his...
From the audience?
Oh, yeah, two guys, runs out, boom.
What do they do to him?
Well, they well, listen to this. This is crazy.
Yes, welcome back, Cheryl. It's great to have you back. Okay, so Ryan, yeah, you're right. This is a place for second chances.
Wait
what
for
you
it.
Bring to this ballroom is all we want to see. And I really do feel that you brought your best to this ballroom. You have a long way to go. Swimming is a... Excuse me. Hey,
okay.
Back up.
Okay, there it is.
Excuse me.
So these protesters roll out while they're trying to do their, you know, what do you call that? The where they judge you and they, you know, try to fluff you up a little bit before they give you your score about how you danced.
Right.
And two dudes run out. But what do you say when you're on live TV?
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Off. All right.
Excuse me.
Wow.
I don't know if you could hear that. Let me try to rewind this. Listen to what happens.
Off.
All right.
Excuse me.
So, you know, you have Tom Bergeron off camera. Observing, you've got the judge who's on a hot camera with a hot mic, and you get these two burly security guys that come over and just pile drive the
right.
crap
I
out
heard
of both
some
of
clobbering
them.
Going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, that was off camera, but you know.
Wow. Okay.
Easy.
I'll tell you what.
America's right, sweetheart.
We'll take a break. We'll get the rest of the judges' comments.
Someone had to take
breath.
Control.
We'll be right back.
Cool. Tom Bergeron, love him to death.
Here's my question. So how did he do? Like, how was the dancing?
Oh, awful. It was awful.
Oh,
I'd
be
bad.
Really curious to see how this rolls out with bad dancing. But, I mean, obviously ratings are going to be in his corner.
Yeah, he got a 24 out of 40 for their
Eesh.
First dance. So what do you think, man? Do you have to give him a higher score to keep him along so you could keep this kind of crap going or not?
I bet they will.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got drunk on Lausanne and Boulevard.
Show, it wasn't just protesters that sat here and you know, went in the middle of Ryan Lochte. I guess people on Dancing with the Stars in the audience were screaming liar.
Gosh.
Like a bunch of people. How did they get through? I mean, don't they screen the people before they put them on a live TV audience?
Yeah, but you can say whatever you want. You know what your real agenda is.
You reckon?
I don't know, maybe.
That's crazy. This is video of what happened during the commercial break on Dancing with the Stars last night. We'll put the video on our website. The video shows a guy face down on the stage getting handcuffed by security and a handful of women in the audience chanting, liar, 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 liar.
Wow. I like how they started his commentary, though, with saying, this is a night for second chances.
Oh, well, that's what Ryan says here, and that's the part about it that blows my mind.
My fear is that I'm going to go up there and I'm going to become a failure.
Well?
And I'm going to make Cheryl look bad, and that will definitely, like, break my heart.
Mm. Oh, crap.
What do you think you did wrong?
Everything?
No.
Yes, because his score is 24 out of 40.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, really.
I'm thinking public speaking probably isn't one of his strong points.
Look, if it was Swimming with the Stars, I got it. Come on.
Tonight, before you turn out the light, take a moment to look in your...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.